He was known as the Outback Mailman. In the 1930s, Tom Cruise was one of a small group of posties who brought mail, fuel and supplies to Outback cattle stations and communities along the Birdsville track. The 96-year-old died this morning in Adelaide. Jason Om reports.
They called it the Never Never Country, the back of beyond.
Tom Cruise began his mail run from Maree to Birdsville in 1936. He travelled the winding, dusty route for almost 20 years, until he took over the contract from his boss, Harry Ding. But it was the 1954 film, The Back of Beyond, that made him famous.
Hey there, Paddy!
OK, Tom.
How you doing?
OK.
He was one of a small group of mailmen who provided a lifeline to the Outback cattle stations.
I always loved the smell of the diesel.
His daughter, Helen Hamp, recalls the bumpy ride on her father's truck, the Leyland Badger, during her childhood.
And that used to be fairly heavy in the front of the truck. And it was, I don't know, it was just always so nice. It was just happy.
Tom Cruise kept the remote cattle stations well stocked and kept the beer flowing at the Birdsville pub. While many will remember him with adoration, Helen Hamp and her brother Geoffrey Cruise say their father didn't make a fuss.
He's just treated that as really nothing in his life. Now, he's happy to talk to people. He loves people. Is that right?
Yeah, I think also from our point of view, but also from Dad's, it wasn't a major part of his life. He did many other things as well, including dam sinking up in the northeast Yunta area, and up north around Udnadatta.
And yeah. Birdsville, all up around
yeah,
there.
All the, yeah, a lot of the properties in the Birdsville track he did dams on, and also he cut lines over near Tarcoola and so forth.
Geoffrey Cruise also remembers his father for his ingenuity. In the Outback, Tom Cruise had to make improvised parts if ever the truck broke down.
What it shows to me is if I think most people were confronted with it, they would have said, well, it's busted, we're not going anywhere, we're going to have to walk for help. But it shows to me that he was able to think laterally in a way.
Old Tom Cruise, he was an Outback mailman.
Just how much Tom Cruise meant to the Outback inhabitants is summed up in the 2000 documentary Last Mail Run from Birdsville. That film captured a reenactment on his restored Leyland Badger.
He's become a legend in his lifetime.
Everybody in this part of the world loved him. So
raise a cheer. In his time, Tom Cruise's story exposed Australians to the little understood Outback. Executive producer Ian Doyle says many will mourn him.
It's an important chapter in the history of Outback transport and a period in Australia's history which Australians today, I think, still connect with. They, in that he was the quintessential Aussie bloke. He was blue-eyed and strong and tall and handsome and capable. And he'll be missed.
Tom Cruise is survived by four children. His fully restored Leyland Badger can still be seen today at the National Motor Museum at Birdwood, east of Adelaide.
Jason Om.